Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision making.
I'm Rachel Marshall, editor at the Cochrane Editorial Unit. Alongside the hundreds of Cochrane reviews of treatments for people who have just been diagnosed with cancer, there are several investigating other interventions that might be used alongside or after these treatments. Two more have been added in August 2012, and Shiraz Mishra, from the University of New Mexico Prevention Research Center in Albuquerque, USA, summarizes this pair of reviews of the effects of exercise.
There are 22 million cancer survivors around the world, and the number is steadily rising. This increase in people who have been diagnosed with cancer is due, in a large part, to the dramatic advances in cancer treatment and management, growing attention to multidisciplinary post-treatment care, and healthier lifestyles. However, this welcome increase in cancer survival means that there are now many more people with cancer who are likely to experience physical and psychological adverse outcomes due to the cancer and its treatment. These adverse outcomes include premature menopause, sexual dysfunction, fatigue, and sleep disturbances, and all have a negative impact on health-related quality of life, which is an important measure of cancer survivorship, both during and after the end of active treatment for cancer. Interventions that can mitigate or prevent these adverse outcomes, especially those based on exercise or lifestyle factors, are of great interest as these are modifiable factors. And our two Cochrane reviews examined this body of research, obtaining some promising results about the potential benefits. The two separate reviews evaluate the effect of exercise interventions on health-related quality of life and its domains such as emotional functioning, anxiety, depression, self-esteem, and fatigue among firstly cancer survivors who had completed active treatment and, in the second review, among those undergoing active treatment for the disease. We sought randomized and quasi-randomized trials that compared exercise interventions with usual care or another non-exercise comparison intervention to maintain or enhance health-related quality of life. The types of exercise varied between trials and included walking, yoga, qigong, resistance training, and strength training. The first review included 40 trials of exercise after active treatment, with nearly 3,700 participants, while the review of exercise before or during active treatment looked at 56 trials with about 4,800 participants. Findings from both reviews indicate that exercise can improve health-related quality of life and social functioning and reduce fatigue. Benefits were also observed in areas such as emotional well-being, sexuality, sleep disturbance, anxiety, pain, and self-esteem in people who had completed cancer treatment, and on physical functioning and role function among people undergoing treatment. However, we still do need to be cautious about these results because of the risk of bias. This is mainly because the fact that the intervention was exercise means that it was not possible to conceal it from the trial personnel and participants. Therefore, the majority of trials were at high risk for performance and detection bias, which may have influenced the outcomes that the patients reported. Additionally, the trials tested a variety of exercise programs, used different instruments to measure outcomes, and the exercise programs varied in the intensity and frequency, making it difficult to use meta-analyses to obtain an estimate of the effects of any particular form of exercise. There are also several unanswered questions. How can the positive effects of exercise be sustained over time? What are the essential attributes of exercise in terms of modality, frequency, duration, and timing that are important for optimal effects of health-related quality of life? And do these differ for different types of exercise and different cancer treatments?
Although these and other questions remain following this new pair of Cochrane reviews and will be dealt with in their future updates, You can find detailed information on the types of exercise in cancer that have already been studied in the current versions of the reviews. These are available from www.thecochranelibrary.com.